New statistics from Victoria Legal Aid show two-thirds of children placed in residential care on child protection matters will face criminal charges. Most of the offences are minor, like property damage. There's a call for Victoria to follow states like New South Wales, where a program sets out rules to deal with minor incidents for kids in residential care and reduce contact with police. Here's social affairs correspondent Norman Hammond.
Hey.
How was your day?
This 16-year-old, we'll call Shane, is glad to be home in regional Victoria after more than 2 years in residential care.
What did it feel like there?
I don't know, just a prison. The front door, like, it'd just always be locked, like we'd have to ask them to unlock it. I don't know, we just have to stay inside 24/7.
After running away from a bad situation at home, Shane was put into residential care. Not long after, he began to rack up criminal charges.
I remember that, I threw a play and they charged me for that. Like, there was ones where I'd, like, put my cigarette out on a table or something, or, like, I broke the plastic bits off my, like, hose line thing, and, like, they charged me for that. They just charged me for heaps of stupid stuff.
Do you want to help you with the dishes, mate?
In the end, Shane was charged 5 times, most for minor property damage. Victoria Legal Aid's Amy Schwebel says his experience is all too common for children who've been removed from their homes for their own protection.
We now know that the situation is far worse for young people placed in residential care.
New figures show two-thirds of children Victoria Legal Aid placed in residential care on protection orders were charged with criminal offences. Nearly 3 times the number for other types of out-of-home care, like foster care.
Why is it a problem if someone who is a child has repeat contacts with the police?
Once they have contact with police, they begin to accrue criminal charges much more quickly after that. They really become entrenched in the system.
That's something Shane's mother worries about.
Especially some of the charges he's been done for, it's pretty petty. I worry, yet it's not a good start for him.
Victoria Legal Aid is looking to New South Wales as a model. A joint protocol in that state was developed by the Ombudsman, police and out-of-home care providers. 2 years on, Katrina Wong from Legal Aid New South Wales says it's working.
We're not seeing that minor low-level offending anymore. And so that's, I think, something that's due to the joint protocol being in place and then the organisations making changes to their practices about whether they call police.
I'm going to skate park, Mum.
Any changes are too late for Shane, who hopes his early contacts with the police are his last.
Norman Hermont reporting. The Victorian government says it's working with Victoria Police on how best to address the overrepresentation of children from out-of-home care in the criminal justice system. It also says Victoria has the lowest rate in the nation of young people in residential care.